早安。
Dear Vincent, good morning, everyone.
首先带来从卡拉马苏教会的问候。
First, I will bring you the greetings from the church in Kalamazoo.
不论我在哪里讲道，我都是代表我们教会出来宣教。
No matter where I preach, I will speak on behalf of our church.
我们教会有一群弟兄姊妹，不断的为我祷告。
Because the brothers and sisters in our church pray for me continuously.
所以每一次当我站在讲台上，不论在哪一个教会，在我们自己教会一样，站在讲台上，我都觉得装得满满的。
So every time I stand on the pulpit, no matter where, I will feel I'm filled with the power.
用英文讲就是 loaded。当然我不会向大家乱开枪哈。
So I'm loaded with their love and concern and all the good things.
谢谢。在主里面，我们神提醒我们要听话，要听话。
In Christ, God reminds us we must listen and obey.
有多少人能够听见这样的声音？
How many people can hear such voice?
可能这个麦克风没有开。我这只是一个效果哈，要引起大家注意。
Can you hear the sound that we just played?
因为有一些声音不容易听到。
Because there are certain voices it's hard to hear.
有一些声音是，有的时候啊，是我们想要听什么，我们就听什么。
But frequently we can hear what we want to hear.
有一些声音很小。
But certain voices are rather soft.
你不用力听，听不到。
If you don't try to hear it, you will not be able to hear it.
有一些声音很温柔。
There are certain voices that are soft.
你用力听就听不到。对不起
To the point that if you try so hard, you still cannot hear it.
这些声音温柔到一个地步，你必须安静才能听得到。
But you must quiet down before you can hear it.
神不断地提醒我们要听话，要听话。
God reminds us time after time to listen to Him.
圣经里面神一再地说，他以色列他的子民不听话。
In the Bible, God repeatedly said the Israelites did not listen to
你如果去查"不听从"这三个字，圣经里面从头到尾列一大堆。
Him. If you count, there will be many times the phrase "they do not listen" recorded in the Bible.
我们以为听话很容易啊。
We think it's easy to listen, right?
说话才难，对不对？
It's more difficult to speak.
说话你要想啊，
You have to organize your
要
thoughts
组织，要有内容，要有主题。
and to plan organize the content and have a theme.
但今天早上我要来跟大家谈听话，听话不容易。
But today, this morning, I want to talk about listening. Listening is not as easy as we think.
有人说我们要花两年的，小孩子一出生啊，我们要花两年的时间教他讲话，然后剩下来20年时间叫他闭嘴。
We frequently say for children, we have to spend the first first 2 years of their life to teach them how to speak, and the next 20 years tell them to be quiet.
他们不听话。
They do not listen.
说是从听开始。
Speaking begins with listening.
所以我们知道，如果一个听觉有障碍的孩子，他讲话是一个很大的困难。
So that we know that if people have hearing problems, it's difficult them to speak clearly.
这是对孩子来说。
To the children.
对大人来说，听是从不说开始。
But on the contrary, for the adults, listening begins with not speaking or be quiet.
在这个时代，每一个人都想说。
Everyone wants to talk.
每一个人都有话要说。
Everyone has many things to talk about.
你看收音机上多少人打电话去进去要说话。
You see how many if you talk shows, how many people call in with questions, want to talk?
电视上也是。
Same with TV.
这个在这个网络上也是，大家都有意见。
It's in the on the website and the blog, people all have things to say.
你好好注意听两个人的对话。
But if you carefully listen to the conversation between two people.
通常在他们一个人话还没讲完，另外人就打断，就他就有话要讲。
Frequently, one person had not stopped speaking, the other one already jumped in.
你好好注意你自己跟别人怎么对话。
You pay attention to how you converse with others.
当你听到你要听的，你赶快去想你要说什么。
When you hear something, you immediately try to think of a response.
所以从那一刻开始，你已经决定要开始要说了，但是因为他还没讲完。
So from that moment, you're already determined to say something even before the other side finished.
所以你就在等等等等，他讲到换一口气的时候，你赶快插进去。
So you wait until a moment that you can cut in.
当你一直想要说的时候，你没有办法好好听啊。
So when you're trying to think of what you're going to say, you're not paying attention to what's been said.
原来我们在听话上面有很大的欠缺。
So we have all fallen short in the art of listening.
一个不懂得听话的人怎么能懂得说话呢？
A person who does not listen, how can he respond appropriately?
一个不听属灵的话的人怎么能说属灵的话呢？
A person who have not received any spiritual message, how can he respond or speak spiritually?
你怎么能够给你里面没有的东西？
How can you give what you do not have?
神拣选撒母耳做先知。
God has chosen Samuel to be a prophet.
先知讲的就是上帝的话。
Prophet speaks God's word.
说上帝的话要从听上帝的话开始。
Begin he can speak God's word, he must listen and receive God's word.
撒母耳在人的面前服侍上帝。
So Samuel served God before man.
他的辅导，他的老师，这个监督是以利。
So he was under the supervision of Eli.
其实我们你稍微读过这一段，你就知道撒母耳的学习环境并不好。
When you read the first few chapters of 1 Samuel, you know that he did not have a conducive learning environment.
因为他的老师有两个儿子是很坏的榜样。
Because his teacher Eli had two sons who set the bad example.
他就在这样的环境里面，老师是老眼昏花，听也听不清楚，看也看不见。老师的两个年轻的儿子，年轻的祭司是非常不好的祭司。他就在这样的环境里面学习如何做一个先知。
So he was learning to be a prophet, from Eli, whose eyesight and minds are failing, and among.Before the two sons of Eli who were wicked prophets.
但是撒母耳圣经告诉我们，撒母耳不但没有变坏，他反而被神拣选，因为他听上帝的话。
So Samuel, however, did not turn wicked, but became mature because he listened to God.
我下面分成几个方面来跟大家分享。
I will continue sharing with you several aspects.
三大点。
Three points.
我有个外号叫王三点啊。
My nickname, 3-point王。
因为这是这样翻嘛，好，因为我讲到大部分都是三点。
Because when I preach, I only give you 3 points.
那我说还好，我讲到不是13点啊。第一个，我们看见士师这个时代是一个昏暗的时代。
First, we see that age of the judges is a dark age.
每一个时代要有士师起来。
Every age, there is a new judge that arises.
士师过了，这个时代就过了。
So when the judge passed, that age also passed.
在圣经这里告诉我们说，神的话稀少。
The Bible says during that time, God's words were rare.
神很少对先知讲话。
God rarely spoke to the prophet in those days.
听到神讲话的先知很少去对人民说话。
The prophet who received word of God rarely spoke to the people.
神的话很珍贵。
God's word is valuable.
当神的话稀少的时候，他的话语就更显得珍贵。
When God's word is scarce, and it makes it all the more precious.
有人去问先知有没有从神来的话。
When people ask prophets, have you received any words from God?
先知说没有。
prophet would say no.
这是一个好的先知。
That is a good prophet.
因为他不假装有神来的话。
He will not falsify any words.
我记得有一次在网上，因为我在大陆宣教几次，就有一些弟兄姊妹会问我问题。
So one time,
国内传来的。
After some missionary trip to China, I received an email question.
有人问我说，有人欠他几百块人民币，他是不是应该要连本带利跟他要回来？
The question was, someone owed him, this brother in China, someone owed him a few hundred dollars.
我说好，我这个
if he should ask for the principal plus some interest.
我这个做牧师的还要帮他回答这样的问题。
我说，Pastor, I still have to answer such questions.
你不要笑，就在上个礼拜，还有一个我们教会还有一位弟兄姊妹要我帮他狗找一个地方去，帮他们家的狗啊找一个那个收容宠物的地方去。
Last week, a brother from my church asked me to find him a dog hotel.
这个在网上问我的，我就问他说，我跟他说我不知道。
But after I received this email, I replied, I don't know.
他写 email 说，我以为你很有智慧啊。
He replies, says, I ask you because I thought you're a wise man.
我就跟他说，不知道是一个很有智慧的答案。
Then I say, I do not know is rather a smart answer.
我没有反对他对我的看法。
So I did not deny his view of me being smart.
但是我学习不乱给忠告。
But I learned, I just want to learn not to give advice indiscriminately.
如果不是从神来的话，我就不说。
If the word is not from God, I will not say.
牧会九年半的时间，将近十年，我也学习到了。
I've been a minister for 9.5 years. I've learned that.
神学院刚毕业，什么都会。
When I first came out of the seminary, I know everything.
不会不敢讲啊，你是神学院毕业的。Professional,
I would not dare to admit ignorance.
现在我知道圣经讲清楚的，我要讲清楚。
But now I know that when the Bible speaks clearly, I will preach clearly.
圣经没有讲清楚的，我就故意不讲清楚。
But if the Bible is vague, then I will not make it clear.
因为这是神的话。
Because that is the word of God.
神有主权。
God has the final authority.
如果是从神来的话，不能不说。
But if the word is from God, I cannot but say it.
当然，我们看每一位先知，他表达的方式不一样。
But of course, every prophet will express things differently.
有的先知是那种大喊大叫型的。
Some prophets may shout it out loud.
有的先知是细声细气的。
But other prophets may speak very softly.
但是我们要注意每一种。神借着什么样的人讲话，我们都要听。
But no matter who God chose to speak through, we must pay attention.
我们看到，不论在旧约，不论在新约，不论在教会历史上面，不同的时期，神都差派人来传讲他的话。
We see from the Old Testament, New Testament, or even early church, God sent designated messengers to speak to His people.
某些时候就代表神发言。
Most people, speak on behalf of God.
然后在重要的时候，这些人要到神的面前来，寻求神的心意，寻求神的声音，然后再到人的面前去。
The same people, especially during crisis, will come before God and ask for His will before they return to speak to the people.
所以不论人的反应如何，先知的职责就是传讲神的话。
So no matter how people respond to the prophets, the responsibility of the prophets is to speak the truthfully, God's word.
这个昏暗的时代，神的话语稀少。
During the dark age, God's words are scarce.
我们这个时代又如何？
How about today?
第二，异象也不常有。
Number two, there's not many visions.
以利老祭司年纪大了，眼睛看不见。
Eli was old and his vision is failing.
马太福音告诉我们说，眼睛是身体的，是这个身上的灯。
Matthew says that eyes are the light of the body.
从以利的记载，我们看见他不止眼睛，肉体的眼睛看不见，他灵里面也疲倦。
From scripture, we learn that Eli not only is losing his eyesight, his spiritual vision is also fatigued.
这位他本来应该做撒母耳属灵的导师，他现在已经听不见上帝的声音了。
The one who ought to be Samuel's supervisor, no longer hear the word of God.
是不是因为他年纪大，花太多时间在他的帐篷里面休息，放纵了他的两个儿子？
Maybe he spent too much time in his own tent and let his two sons do whatever they want.
但是我们发现，再也这个异象已经不多见了。
But no matter what, God's vision becomes scarce also.
第三，昏暗的时代，神的灯还没有灭。
But even during the dark age, the lamp of God has not gone out yet.
按照这个不同的研究，有一个说法，就是在圣殿里面，神的灯晚上是全部点着的。
There's a research done and told us that the lamp of God in the temple will be lit all night long.
到了早上太阳出来啊，就要把其他的灯灭掉，只要留一个主灯是日夜都要点着的，其他都要把它灭掉。
So most of the lamp will be lit from dusk to dawn, but when dawn is approaching, the main lamp will remain lit. The rest of the lamp will be put out.
在黑暗当中，灯特别重要。
Light, a lamp is especially important in darkness.
灯还没有灭，表示快要灭。
The lamp of God has not gone out, meaning that it's about to be extinguished.
快要灭，但是还没有灭。
About to, but not yet.
神的灯还在那里点着的。
The light of God is still there.
神的话还在那里呼召着。
The word of God is still there.
还没有灭。
It's not gone out yet.
这是昏暗世代的象征。
That is the characteristics of a dark age.
第二，我们看见神的器皿出现了。
Then we see the vessel, a vessel of God has appeared.
虽然他的年纪很轻。
Even though he's a young boy.
那时候撒母耳算是个小学徒吧。
Maybe Samuel was just a very young apprentice.
一整天他要在那里打扫清洁，收拾东西。
He had to tidy up the place all day long.
因为那时候撒母耳是学怎么做祭司啊，不是学做先知。先知学不来的。
And those at that time, Samuel was learning how to be a priest.
所以他到了晚上做祭司，到了晚上他又要读书，又要祷告。
So when evening approached, he had to study and pray.
我想别人如果累，他比别人更累。
So I think he, like many others, will become tired in the evenings.
别人睡得很香很甜，他比别人睡得更沉呐。
He must have fallen into a deep sleep.
就在这个时候，神呼叫他的名字。
But at that time, God came and called upon his name.
也有学者说，原文应该是说耶和华从圣所来呼唤。有人加了圣所这个字。
Some scholars said it should have said that God called from his holy temple.
因为以利是老祭司，他睡的地方应该离圣所最近的。
Because Eli is the High priest, he ought to be the closest to the holy temple.
所以，如果是从圣所里面，神从至圣所里面声音出来的话，要以利先听到，不是撒母耳先听到。
So if God speaks from the holy of the holies, Eli should be the one to hear most clearly.
但是显然那一天晚上，当神呼叫撒母耳的名字的时候，撒母耳醒过来。
But that night, when God called upon the name of Samuel, Samuel woke up.
撒母耳一听到，他就离开他的被窝了。
The moment Samuel heard his name called, he left his mattress.
这是一个回应神的好的榜样。
And that is a good example of responding to God.
有一些基督徒也有过回应。
Some Christians may have heard the calling from God.
他也说过我在这里。
He also said, here I am.
说完了又回去睡觉。
But afterwards he went back to sleep.
我不知道你怎么样。
I don't know about you.
在这里撒母耳他回应神，他就从床上起来，只是他还年幼，他不知道这是神的声音。
So when Samuel heard his name called, he got out of bed, But he did not know that was coming from God because of his young age.
他把神的声音当作人的声音，他以为他老师叫他。
He thought the voice was from man, his teacher.
虽然他不知道神在呼召，但是他的回答非常标准。
Even though he did not know it was God was calling him, his response nonetheless was exemplary.
刚才领会的这个吕弟兄就跟我们分享到，在圣经里面也有人向神回应说：“我在这里。”
Earlier and during inspiration, we learned that a lot of people respond to God by saying, "Here I am."
以赛亚是其中之一。
Isaiah was one of them.
撒母耳是其中之二。
Samuel was number two.
但是你看到再早，其实亚伯拉罕对神说过一样。
But if you study the Bible, you know that in the beginning, Abraham did the same thing.
出埃及记第三章，神呼叫摩西的时候，摩西第一个反应就是我在这。
Exodus 3, when God called Moses, Moses responded, "Here I am."
撒母耳对神有那样单纯的心，他听到神的呼声，他听见了一个呼声，他有了标准答案。
Samuel had a simple and pure heart for God, and when he was called, he had given a exemplary response.
他听到了老以利听不到的，他甚至听到以利两个儿子听不见的声音。
He heard what Eli could not hear, and the two sons of Eli could not hear.
神对人说话，他都是先呼唤人。
When God speaks to people, He will call upon their name first.
当人有回应的时候，神就将他的旨意显明。
When man present with appropriate response, then God will continue.To speak his mind.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神呼召你的时候，这个我在这里非常重要。
So, brothers and sisters, when God calls upon you, the phrase "Here I am" is very important.
但是不要误会了，我在这里，你就已经是听到神全部的话。
But don't think when you hear God's calling, you've heard everything He wants to say.
我在这里是一个开始。
Here I am is only a beginning.
神要把他的心意对那些跟他回应说我在这里的人，神要向你来陈明。
God will display all His mind well to those who respond Him by saying, "Here I am."
所以在这里我们看第二点，这时候撒母耳已经进入一个听神话语的标准状态。
So at this moment, Samuel is entered into a condition ready to receive God's word.
一个人完全在那里静候。等候上帝下面的声音。
A person fully ready and waits before the Lord for instructions.
不是一边在忙世俗的事情，一边又要侍奉神。
It's not someone who is still busy with his worldly tasks.
神等待的撒母耳整个态度转过来。
God waiting for Samuel to turn his attitude and focus on God only.
我们后面讲到，你看，发现神叫他三次了。
Later on, we're going to see that God called him three times.
他没有每一次叫他都没有告诉他要跟他讲什么。
Every time he called his name, did not tell him what he was about to say.
他就叫他撒母耳。
He just said Samuel.
撒母耳。
Samuel.
撒母耳，撒母耳。
Samuel, Samuel.
撒母耳都我在这里。
Samuel says, "Here I am."
他跑到他老师那里去。
But he went to Eli instead.
一直到最后第四次撒母耳向神回应的时候，神告诉他审判要临到。
Until the very last time when Samuel respond to God, then God starts saying that judgment is about to come.
当我们带着一个顺服的心来到神的话语面前，神的话就要倾倒在我们身上。
When we come before God with obedient heart, His words are going to be poured out upon us.
所以我常说，你带什么样的心来听到，你就听见什么样的道。
So frequently I say to my congregation, what heart you bring to hear to the sermon, that's what you're going to receive.
你带着一个 boring 的心来听到，你就听见一个 boring 的道。
If you bring a boring attitude, you're going to hear a boring sermon.
你带着一个昏睡的灵来听到，你就听见一篇昏睡的道。
If you bring a faint heart to the church, you're going to hear a lost my words. I didn't bring anything here.
谢谢，这个很不容易。你带着一个疑问的心来听到，你就听出很多疑问。
So if you bring a doubtful heart, skeptical heart, you'll find you'll hear a sermon full of doubt.
是吗？是这样子吗？
Is that right?
是这样讲的吗？ 这行得通吗？
Is it really, the Bible really say this? Is it really going to work?
你带着一个顺服的心来听到，神就要把他的话语给你。
If you bring a submissive heart, God will give you His word.
当撒母耳，我直接跳过中间那一段。当撒母耳听见神对他的话语，他来到以利面前，以利要他照实宣讲。
So when Samuel heard, received the word of God and came back to Eli, Eli wants him to speak everything truthfully.
撒母耳还没有认识神，圣经上说他还没有，还不认识神，他太年轻了。
The Bible says Samuel did not really know God.
他没有见过异象，
and he had not seen a vision before.
撒母耳对神的话，他的所熟悉的就是在纸上的，就是这个书本上的神的话。
Samuel, of course, knew the word of God, but is limited to the written words.
他没有亲耳听过上帝。
He had not heard God speak with his own ears.
这就是为什么上帝呼喊他三次，他都没有听出来。
That's why when God called him three times, he did not recognize that being a God's voice.
神在这里直接呼叫他的仆人。
So God called upon his servant directly.
他听见神对他讲的话，以利要他照实讲，他就照实讲。
When he received the word of God and Eli wants him to speak truthfully, he then told Eli everything.
先知的职事并不容易。
It's not easy to hold the office of the prophet.
其中最不容易的就是照实宣讲。
The most difficult task is to speak truthfully.
我们都喜欢讲祝福。
We all like to bless people.
我们都喜欢告诉人好消息。
We all like to bring the good news.
福音就是好消息。
Gospel is the good news.
审判不是好消息。
Judgment is not a good news.
所以这个世代越来越多传福音不讲审判。
So this stage we hear more people talk about the blessings of God and leave the judgment of God alone.
讲福气不讲罪。
To tell God's blessing and not sin.
在这里年轻的撒母耳他知道照实宣讲。
But young Samuel knew to speak truthfully.
这个以利他年纪虽然老了，但是他知道什么是神的声音。
Eli, given his old age, still knew what the voice of God is.
他也知道要尊重神对他年轻的学生所讲的话。
He also knew to show respect to the words that God spoke through his young pupil.
第三段我们看的是神的旨意。
Third thing we're going to see is the will of God.
我们再回到刚才那一段，神四次呼喊撒母耳。
Let's return to the fact that God called Samuel a total of four times.
前面三次他以为是人在叫他，跑去找他的老师以利。
First three times Samuel thought it was the human voice, so he went to look to talk to Eli.
你不能怪他，因为他没听过神的声音。
We cannot blame him for that because he never heard God spoke before.
那整个帐篷的附近只有以利，大概只有以利离他最近，他只有去找以利了。Eli
was the closest one to him, so he naturally went to talk to Eli.
正因为他连续三次去找以利，使得年老的以利确定这是从神来的声音。
So after three consecutive times, same thing happened, Eli realized that the voice actually was from God.
我想先知都有这样的经历。
All prophets, I believe, have such experience.
好的先知，坏的先知。
No matter it's good or false prophet.
成功的先知或失败的先知。
A successful or failing prophet.
这个经历就是听过上帝讲话的经历。
And the experience is that they all have had heard God speak.
从以利的反应，我们知道以利听过神的声音。
From the response of Eli, we can imagine that Eli must have heard God speak before.
以利有他的失败，有他的罪。
Eli has his failures and his sin.
但是以利里面也有一个善良的灵。
But there is still a good spirit inside him.
一定没有骂这个 Summer 说不是我叫你啊，你在梦游。他没有骂他，他没有骂他。
Eli did not scold Samuel. I didn't call you. You're sleepwalking.
他没有伊利没有把他的两个儿子管好，他是个老糊涂。
Eli was a fool. He did not control his two sons well.
但这个老糊涂是一个老好人。
But this old fool was also a good person.
他没有嫉妒撒母耳，他没有私藏啊这样的属灵的指引。
Without jealousy or reservation, he asked Samuel to speak truthfully.
他很诚实的去指导撒母耳怎么样正确的回应上帝的声音。
With a good intention, he correctly taught Samuel how to respond to God.
当撒母耳因着老师以利的鼓励，因着神对他说话，他就把神对他说的审判讲出来了。
Under such encouragement, he truthfully told Eli what God told him.
中间这一段我就跳过，今天我的重点不再讲以利家的审判。
So I'm going to jump to the next point because today's focus is on the judgment on Eli and his family.
但是这一段很重要。
But this is an important section.
我希望大家回去自己看，你从后面的记载，你看见神对以利家的审判几乎等于神对整个以色列民族的审判。
Because the judgment of God passed on the household of Eli is like his judgment to the entire Israel.
十九节告诉我们，撒母耳长大了，神与耶和华与他同在。
Verse 19 says, God was with Samuel as he grew up.
使他所说的话一句都不落空。
So everything he says will not fall to the ground.
撒母耳能够听神的话。
Samuel could hear God's word.
现在他说神的话。
Now he speaks God's word.
神说你说吧。
God says, go speak.
一句话都不会落空。
Not one word will not turn true.
我看见在这里神为他的所拣选的先知来背书。
You see, God is here is looking out for the prophet that of his choice.
因为先知的话是带着权柄。
The words of prophets are authoritative.
神的话是带着能力。
God's word is with power.
当能力加上权柄是百分之百的。
When power with authority put together, that will
神要让它成就。
God will see it true, come true.
所以我现在越来越不敢随便说话。
So that's why now I dare not speak indiscriminately.
很多时候讲话以前要祷告。
Frequently, before I say anything, I pray.
因为我也有肉体的反应。
Because I also have flesh.
我也有私心。
And I also have selfish motive.
但现在我的话越来越少。
But now, I rarely speak.
啊，你问我们教会的同工，你知道。
So if you ask our church coworkers, you know.
我讲话最多的时候就是在讲台上的时候。
I speak mostly on the pulpit.
我讲到常常超时。
Frequently I'll preach longer than I should.
有人已经开始紧张了哈。
Don't worry. We can stop the translation.
当我我发现当我自己在传讲神的话的时候，第一个阶段我感觉得到是这是神说的，不是我说的。
So I remember that the first stage of my life being a pastor, when I preach God's word, I frequently say, God says this, but that's not what I
say. 我常常来告诉他说，上帝是这样讲的。
We frequently tell people, God says this way.
我不讲我的话。
I don't tell you what I think.
因为我的话都不是上帝的话。
Because none of my words is God's word.
我有我的想法，上帝有他的想法。
God has his own mind, I have my own.
但是作为神的仆人，我只讲他的想法。
But as a servant of God, I only speak God's words.
这是第一个阶段。
That's the first stage.
第二个阶段，神讲的话就是我讲的话。
The second stage is changed. What God says, I say.
我只照圣经说。
I preach according to the Bible.
我已经没有自己了。
I have no more my own.
除了神讲话以外，神没有讲的我也不讲。
Other than God's word, when God says, didn't say, I don't say either.
我照着神的启示来说。
I speak according to what God reveals to me.
对付自己对付的啊，稍微有一点点功课，学习神怎么说我就怎么说。
I have put my old self to death to the point that I say what God says.
所以第一个阶段是我跟神完全是两回事。
The first stage, God says His, I have my own.
神是属天的，我是属地的。
God is in heaven, I belong to the world.
他是属灵的，我是属人的。
He's spiritual, I'm physical.
我写过一篇文章在宇宙光有灯啊，就是很多弟兄姊妹都以为牧师是跟神在一起。
I have written an article published in Cosmo Light. Many people think the pastor is with God.
但是只有牧师清楚知道，牧师是跟人在一起。
But only pastor know that he's with the people.
第一个阶段是神是神，我是人，我是我。
The first stage, God is God, I'm myself.
所以我要很努力的来告诉你神讲什么。
So I have to try my best to tell you what God says.
我有我的话，神有神的话。
But I have my own words.
第二个阶段是我只讲神的话。
The second stage, I put out myself, I only speak.
当我一发现我要讲我自己的话的时候，我就闭嘴。
Whenever I have my own desires, I become quiet.
圣经怎么说，我就怎么说。
But whatever Bible says, I preach.
所以第二个阶段是神说的就是我说的。
So the second stage, what God says, I say.
第三个阶段是我说的就是神说的。
The third stage becomes what I say is what God says.
这句话听起来很危险。
Very dangerous.
特别在北美这样的地方。
Especially in North America.
你以为你是谁？
You may think you are God.
我们好不容易从极权政府跑出来。
We barely escaped from a totalitarian government.
我是台湾来的哈。
Don't worry, he's from Taiwan.
台湾也有极权时代。
对哦 ，Taiwan also had totalitarian.
来到美国 ，Nobody tell me what to do.
When I come to the United States, 没有人告诉我应该怎么样做。
不要想你把你自己当作谁。
Don't pretend that you're somebody.
稍微闻到一点，你想要掌管我们的味道，马上叫你下。
If people smell that there is any hint that you try to control them, come down.
我知道。因为我以前也是这样。
I know, because that was me.
但是我这里所讲的不是在告诉大家要怎么样，不是说我们把用人来代替上帝。
But here, be careful, I want you to listen carefully. I'm not replacing God with myself.
我是在告诉大家我自己在神面前体验，我把我的心打开来告诉你，一个传道人在神面前心意更新而变化。
But I'm telling you is that when a minister his thoughts are being changed and renewed by God, that's what he will become.
神拣选了他的先知。
God has chosen his prophet.
神说这个人是我所立定的。
This is what I tested to be.
他说的就是我说的。
Whatever he says, it's from me.
我发现圣经里一再告诉我们，神为他的先知背书。
Frequently, God has look out or support and give authority to his prophets.
你说了就要成就。
Whatever his prophet says, it will be.
但是有一个前提是你的心意已经更新成神的心意了。
But there must be a prerequisite or premise that the prophet's mind must be renewed by God.
所以第一个阶段是神说的，不是我说的。
So the first stage,God said that, not me.
第二个阶段是神说的就是我说的。
The second stage, what God says, I say.
第三个阶段是我说的就是神说的。
The third stage, what I say is what God says.
希望弟兄姊妹给我一点空间。
So I hope you give me some room.
我用谦卑的灵来讲，盼望你们也用谦卑的灵来听。
I'm speaking with a humble heart, and therefore you also listen with humility. This is what I've learned from Samuel.
过去他是一个, 这个年幼的, 祭司。
Before that, he was a young priest.
从这一刻开始, 他变成一个年轻的先知。
But from that moment on, he had become a young prophet.
祭司是按着支派来的, 跟你的血统有关。
Priest was chosen according to the tribe, according to your blood.
先知是按着拣选来的, 跟你的呼召有关。
But a prophet is being chosen, it's by calling.
祭司是人的代言人, 把人带到神的面前来。 先知是神的代言人, 把神的话带到人的面前去。
A priest speaks on behalf of man to bring man to man's plea to God, but a prophet speaks on behalf of God, bring God's word to man.
祭司体恤人的软弱, 先知顺服神的旨意。
A priest sympathized with human weakness, but a prophet obeyed God's will.
这两者没有阶级的分别, 端看圣灵怎么样随己意来分赐。
There is no order difference between priest and prophet, but by calling of God.
借着撒母耳所带来的审判，对以利来讲是一个很大的痛苦。
It's embarrassing and painful for Eli to know of God's judgment.
这审判是对以利一家的。
That judgment was that's against Eli and his household.
也就是说，这一段话是要对以利讲的，竟然要透过一个服侍以利的年幼的童子来说话。
What God wanted to convey to Eli had to come through the boy, who serves him,
因为先知的灵已经在撒母耳的身上。
Because the spirit of prophets already turned over from Eli to Samuel.
神。 对以利来说，神一句话都不给他。
God no longer speak to Eli.
神对以利有很重的审判。
So God placed a serious and harsh judgment on Eli.
那在这里，我看见以利的敬虔和柔和，也是让我觉得值得学习的对象。
Even though under such harsh judgment, Eli kept his pietyness and meekness.
他顺服神借着撒母耳对他所讲的审判，他完全没有抱怨。
And he accepted his fate obediently.
这也是我们对神的旨意应该有的反应。
That is a proper response to God's will, no matter how harsh it may be.
不论神的旨意多么的严苛。
No matter how harsh it may be.
这也让我想到很多基督徒的家庭。 父母、教育子女上，或者事业上，或者关系上，其实也有很多跌倒的地方。
It also reminds us that although some Christians may have failed in their family, marriage, or education of their children,
有的时候我们会说，哎呀，你看你的儿女都没有信主，你没有很好的见证。
Sometimes we may say that none of you children are Christians and you don't have a good testimony.
我盼望我们不要这么说。I
wish we would not say that.
我们知道的有限。Our
knowledge is rather limited.
我们所活的年岁有限。Our
days are rather limited.
你不知道神在这个家的旨意如何。You
don't know clearly what God's will is in that family.
你不知道20年以后发生什么样的事情。You
will not know what will happen 20 years from now.
特别在 很多地方我看到很多忠心服侍神的，我也看到有他们的儿女远离神。
Frequently, I've seen many faithful Christians, their children turn away from God.
我不是为他们的软弱来辩护，但是我们可以用爱和支持来帮助他们。
I'm not defending their weaknesses, but I want to support them with love.
特别是那个在主里忠心的，当他们的儿女 不愿意亲近神的时候，他们是特别的痛苦。
Especially those who are faithful in God, we know that how much pain they're going through when their children turn away from God.
盼望我们在主里神的家，我们包容他们，接纳他们。
Let's bear with them. Let's accept them.
我们看见这些忠心服侍的人对着神的心意。
Let's focus on their faithful heart to God.
也为着他们的儿女或者他们生活上面其他的一些破碎的关系来祷告。
And so pray for their children and other things that's not quite right in their lives.
听神的话并不容易。
It's not easy to listen to the word of God.
因为我们有天然的肉体。
Because we still have our fleshly body.
耶稣说有耳的就应当听。
But Jesus said, those who have ears should hear.
上帝常常用我们常常说呼召呼召 calling。在布道会，我们说，哎，有你的呼召，有没有人要信耶稣啊
？And evangelistic meeting frequently say, when you call, are there any responders?
在献身大会上面，我们说呼召有没有人要献身呢
？So frequently we say during the revival meeting, when you call, anyone commit their lives to God.
你发现你要回应呼召，你必须要听见呼召。
But when you respond to the calling, you must.Hear the calling.
你发现这个呼召不是用看的，不是用读的，不是用想的，是用听的。
To receive a calling is not by reading, by looking, but by listening.
神界的诗人告诉我们说，要把他的话放到我们里面是多么的困难，好像要在我们的耳朵上打一个洞一样。
The Bible says how difficult it is to put God's word in our hearts.
说打通我的耳朵。
It's like to, Make a hole in your eardrum.
原文就是在我头上钻一个洞。
The original meaning is to drill a hole in your head.
钻一个洞，把它话弄进去。
Or drill a hole through your ear.
因为许多人听而不见。
Many people hear, but they do not receive.
如果你知道是重要的声音，那你特别要注意的听。
If you know it's a special, important voice, you must take heed.
因为你会怕你把它当作不重要的声音忽略掉。
Lest you ignore it and lose it.
所以这是为什么许多人要在那里安静地等候神。
That's why many people wait quietly, silently before God.
因为我们常常知道在不安静的环境里面什么都听不见。
Because we know that in a noisy environment, you cannot hear a thing.
好像我们什么都听见了，因为不安静，什么都听见了，可是我们什么都没听见。
Even though we hear all kinds of noise, but we do not hear the true message.
如果你要听神的话，听得清楚，好像收音机一样。
If you want to listen to God's word carefully, it's like listening to a radio.
我们想听什么，我们就在找什么听。
You want to hear a certain station, you have to tune in to that frequency.
如果你像我是第一代移民，然后又是这样的年纪，我们听的电台大概就是那几台，是不是？
If you like me, the first generation immigrant, there's only very limited stations available to us.
老一点的诗歌。
Old traditional
hymns. 老一点的流行歌。
Old popular songs.
听新闻。
To listen to news.
你就把那个 preset set 好就行了。
There's only a few stations available, so you can preset your dial.
都不会听年轻人那个那种啊，不行不行。
You are not listening to.
你们可以听，我不反对。
The older generation will not be will not get used to the younger generation type of music.
有一次我就开车，然后这个下车以后，我这个钥匙。弄了以后转到一个地方，所以我的儿子还可以在那里调他那个录那个收音机的那个，他可以在那边乱按。
So one time I took my son somewhere and I stopped the ignition but left the key in to accelerate mode power my son could play with the radio.
我在跟人家讲电话，声音开得很小，我也没注意。
So I was talking on my phone. I did not pay attention to the type of music he was listening to.
然后当下一次我再去开到那个车， 一开的时候，哇，那个声音完全不是我要的。
So next time when I start the engine, the radio turned on, the music was entirely different than the ones I like.
我赶快去按我先预定好的电台。
I immediately pushed the preset dial.
神对许多人说话。
God speaks to many people.
但是只有注意听的人才能听见。
But only those who pay attention will hear.
只有要听的人才能听见。
All those who want to hear will hear.
只有调整了。你这个接收的这个讯息的人才能听见。
Only those who tune into the right frequency will hear.
而听见的人当中，又只有一部分人跟神有正确的回应。
But all those who hear it, only a portion will respond appropriately.
有人一直睡，一直睡下去。
Other people will continue to fall in their sleep.
有人起来说我在这里。
Others will stand up, say, "Here I am."
有人回答我在这里以后又跑去睡。
Other people who say, "Here I am," and then go back to sleep.
有人按着自己的意思来回应，有人按着神的意思来回应神。
Some people will respond according to their own ways. Other people will follow God's way.
在撒母耳的记载里面，我们看见按着神的方式来回应神的被记载下来了。
In the example of Samuel, we learn that only those whoRespond God's way will be recorded.
其他听见神的声音的人都过去了。
Or the rest who might have heard God's voice all passed.
盼望你是那回应神的。
I hope that you are the one that respond appropriately.
是那按着他的旨意来回应。
According to His will.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，谢谢你向我们说话。
Father, we thank you for speaking to us.
你在历史历代借着众先知、众使徒，借着你的儿子耶稣基督来向我们说话。
Throughout the generation, you spoke to us through your messengers and ultimately your own Son.
愿我们有耳的就应当听。
And let those who have ears hear.
赐给我们属灵的耳朵。
Give us spiritual ears.
打开我们属灵的耳朵。
Open our spiritual ears.
让我们每一次带着渴慕的心、顺服的心来聆听你的话语。
That every time help us to bring a longing heart to come to hear your word.
我再次为着南湾华人基督教会来祷告。
Again, pray for Michiana Chinese Christian Church.
愿这教会成为神话语的教会。
May this church be the church of God's word.
做一个听话的教会。
To be an obedient church.
有一个听话的牧师
an obedient pastor,
有一群听话的长职
a group of obedient deacons,
有听话的弟兄姊妹在这里
with a group of obedient brothers and sisters here.
因为听话就蒙福
because obedient will bring a blessing.
因为听话他们就能够传讲神的话
because obedient to God's word will be able to preach God's word.
因为听话，他们就彼此用神的话来交通。
Because of their obedience, they communicate with the word of God.
因为听话，他们就活出神的话。
Because being obedient, they have lived out the word of God.
我也特别为谢牧师一家祷告。
We also pray for Pastor Xie and his family.
保守他们一家在这里的侍奉。
Uphold his service ministry here.
你呼召拣选了你的仆人
You've called your servant
他做你的先知
To be your prophet
为他背书
To give him authority
给他说话的权柄与能力
Give him the authority to preach your word with power
让他所说的主为他成就
Whatever he says God we pray that you will make it true
也让他忠心的在神面前寻求，单单说主要他说的。
Also help him to preach only the words from you.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
你的话语存到永远。
Your word lasts forever.
奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.